There were to be no further incidents, and as day turned to night, the crowd was treated to a new spectacle. Noel Staunton elaborates.
The lighting was very important. In all the history of the bridge's lighting, it's always been lit from the outside in, and we wanted to light it from the inside out. And in this process, I decided not to have one lighting designer, but to have three. So we had a theatre lighting designer, a rock and roll lighting designer, and an architectural lighting designer. And the idea, my view was, with these three disciplines, we'd get a bit of beauty, a bit of movement, and a bit of structure, and show the bridge in its totality, not just lighting between the pylons, but lighting between the two landmasses on either side.
We ran 5 kilometres, perhaps it was more, of fluorescent tubing along the edge of the road deck on both the east and west, so that when you looked at the bridge, rather than it sort of starting and stopping at the pylons, you got a real sense of it joining the north and the south, and that roadway connected much further into those cities.
Then the public saw the full stretch of the bridge rather than just between the pylons. So that when you were on the bridge at night, it looked very different than it's ever looked before. We also decided to do a smoking ceremony on the bridge because we felt the Aborigines that lived around the bridge at the time, there were two important communities there. So we engaged Stephen Page, the artistic director of Bangarra Dance Company, and we worked with him to find a big smoking ceremony, and we put 90 drums on the bridge and filled them with eucalyptus in a particular way, and they gave off a whole lot of beautiful smoke. And we gave all the members of the public caps with lights on. So if you imagine a picture of a sea of lights and smoke, smelling of eucalyptus, and a fantastic soundscape of Aboriginal music composed by David Page, Stephen's brother, it was the most magical moment on the bridge, and I will never forget that as long as I live.
Volunteers as an element in the whole process?
I think very important. I think, one, there's an expectation that there'll be volunteers associated with an event in this city after the Olympics, and how important volunteers were to the delivery and success of the Games in 2000. They give an event of this nature a human face. You know, from the moment someone stepped off a train or a bus through to walking across the bridge, along the way there are volunteers that are interacting, are chatting, or are just simply there, but they become the event. They handed out hats, they gave directions, they cheered people along. They had a great time themselves. Lots of really wonderful feedback from them, and thank yous, and the best thing I've ever done. And they get their T-shirt and their backpack and a lunch pack, and that's all sort of exciting. And yeah, look, I think for those who participate, it's a nice, warm, personal touch to things.